Broadcasting Network welcomes you to the Phil Kemp Show, featuring the talents of Darla Hood, Peter Hanley, the Noteworthies, and the music of Neil Hefti and his orchestra. I'm George Hansbrough, and now here's our Bill, Phil Kemp.
That was a very great introduction. Even George Hansbrough was involved in that, too. He was inspired by it all. You're cooking with gas tonight, kid. Not only that, I think you're inhaling some of it, too. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen. Someone in the theater audience sent up a note a few moments ago that says, "You have a cute smile. Why don't you smile more often?" Well, I'll tell you, as soon as something funny happens, I promise you I'll do that. Tonight, we salute Mr. John Stevens on his 53rd birthday. Now, Mr. Stevens has done something that nobody else in this world has ever done. He wrote the Declaration of Independence on the head of a pin.
Well, now, wait a minute, Bill.
Yeah?
Bill, I don't like to contradict you, but many men have written the Declaration of Independence on the head of a pin.
Well, yes, George, but Mr. Stevens did it with a typewriter. I think that's very good. We salute you, Mr. Stevens, and here's Darla Hood to sing for you. She's going to sing a thing called Love Me Forever.
Make me your own. Promise you'll never leave me lost and alone. Kiss me strongly and sweetly. Tell me you will be true.
The thing that gets me, have you ever tried to buy theater tickets? And I've been trying to get tickets for friends of mine who are coming down from Canada. It's murder. I remember about 3 years ago when Guys and Dolls was playing, 3 or 4 years ago, during the Christmas holidays, I finally got tickets to see Guys and Dolls. I don't want to say how far back I was sitting, but I couldn't tell them apart, you know? way off thing. Got some interesting stuff, though, in the department stores this year. They're featuring a nice present for spinsters who've never been kissed. It's called Guided Mistletoe. It should go over very big, I should think. You know, I'm in a mood, you know, tonight. I'm in that wild mood. I like to go out to something crazy, like, you know, jazzy, like painting shorts on statues or going over to a bakery and smelling bread or something. But I'll tell you, it may end up in a piano solo. Who knows? Right now, it's Peter Hanley coming front and center now with the lyrics to a thing called Wild Is the Wind.
Fly away with you, for my love is like the wind, and wild is the wind. Give me more than one caress, satisfy this hungriness. Let the wind blow through your heart, for wild is the wind. You I hear the sound of mandolins. You kiss me, and with the kiss the world begins. You're spring to me, all things to me. Your life itself, like a leaf clings to a tree. Oh, my darling, cling to me. For we're creatures of the wind, and wild is the wind. The wind, wild is my love.
Wild as the Wind, and I presume that that is the title song. Am I right, Pete, from
this
new motion picture that's playing here in New York? I always get a kick out of chatting with folks in the audience. As you know, we were talking to a couple of them just a little earlier, and we thought it might be a good spot to go down into the audience again for a couple of secs. Say, there is Mr. Hendricks. I got to tell you, Mr. Hendricks is a gentleman who has attended this program more regularly than any fan we've ever had. Where have you been for the past few weeks, Mr. Hendricks? We kind of missed you, boy.
Well, Bill, I've been very busy. My wife and I have been moving into our new home, you know.
Oh, yes, that's right. You mentioned something about that. You've bought an estate in Westchester, haven't you?
Yes, Bill.
Oh, man, how do you like it?
Oh, great, just great.
I remember you saying that you were trying to think of a name for this new estate of yours. Did you get one?
Yes, indeed, we did. You know how Pickfair got its name?
Pickfair? No, yeah. I don't know.
Well, the Pick came from Mary Pickford, and Fair came from Douglas Fairbanks.
Well, that's cute. Very cute.
Well, my wife's name is Edna, and as you know, my name is Howard. So, you know how we're what we're going to call our new home?
No, what?
Pickfair. My wife likes that name.
I see your point. Good luck in your new home, Mr. Hendricks. Now, let's see somebody else around here, perhaps. Let's see what this gentleman has to say for himself. What is your name, sir?
My name is O.M. Hobbs.
Mm-hmm. I beg you, beg your pardon. I was about to say, how do you do to you, sir? Tell me, what can I ask you? Are you married?
Yes, very much so. I've been married for 10 years, and I'm still in love with the same woman.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, but if my wife ever finds out, she'll murder me.
Yes, I can imagine. Thank you very much, sir. That marriage is a wonderful thing. It teaches you loyalty, understanding, tolerance, perseverance, and a lot of other things you wouldn't need if you'd stayed single. Now, I think we have just enough time here to speak to one more gentleman. How about you, sir? How are you, sir?
Terrible.
Terrible?
Yeah, terrible. I lost my car, my home, my money, and now my wife has gone and left me.
Oh, that's a terrible shame. What do you do for a living?
I sell good luck charms.
Oh. Well, what can I say to you? Try to take it easy. Keep a stiff upper lip.
What'll I do with the lower one?
Well, it's entirely up to you, sir. I'm sorry. Oh, yes, the Swedish polka. Neil Hefti in the orchestra. I'm working on a new TV set, you know, that tilts whenever Dagmar comes on. Oh, by the way, I meant to mention this. This is a sort of a benefit show tonight. The proceeds from this evening's program are going to go into a special fund. We're trying to get two sardines out of the can. And I want you to bear that in mind as we go along, if you'll be so kind. We've got a Neil Hefti original coming up for you right now, friends. It's going to be sung for you by the Noteworthies, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Here it is. It's called Banana Split. Okay.
Dum-dee-dum, yum-yum-yum. Dum-dee-dum, yum-yum-yum. Dum-dee-dum, yum-yum-yum. Dum-dee-dum, yum-yum-yum. Dum-dee-dum, yum-yum-yum.
Got skin like vanilla ice cream. Got strawberry lips supreme. Got hair the color of a chocolate dream. No ifs, ands, or buts. You're really the nut. My light and airy, my old-fashioned dairy, banana split.
Yum, yum, yum.
Whenever we meet, my sweet, you make such a hit.
You're a super-duper, triple scoop, malapaloop, banana split.
Dum-dee-dum, yum, yum, yum. Dum-dee-dum, yum, yum, yum.
This gangster, and he gave his girlfriend a beautiful mink coat. And she took one look at it, and she said, "Gee, Max, it's gorgeous. It must be worth at least 5 years. Now, look, friends, don't go away. We're going to be right back. Ready?
This is Jim Amici. You've all heard of reaction time. To a baseball player, a tennis player, or the driver of an automobile, his reaction time plays an important part in his performance. The time it takes a driver of a vehicle to react to a sudden change in the driving situations is his reaction time. The average driver takes 3/4 of a second to start applying the brakes after dangers become apparent. At 50 miles per hour, the car will travel 55 feet before the brakes are applied. Then it takes another 133 feet to come to a stop. That's a total of 188 feet, or 10 car lengths. If something or someone gets in the way before you travel that 188 feet, it's just too bad. Result? One accident, perhaps one or more deaths. So remember, safety check your car and double check your driving.
I just realized that when I On tour at the... All right, let's start. Let's play a little game. The fellow with the microphone does the talking. All right.
Up, everybody.
To attention. All right, Camp calling again as we go into the home stretch on tonight's show. And before I forget, let me reintroduce Miss Darla Hood, who sings I'll Remember Today. Darla. Gentlemen, it's time for another visit with Kemp, crime photographer. This is Kemp, crime photographer. I was in my office one day in the Ipana building. You all know the Ipana building. No elevators. You just step into a tube and they squeeze you to the top. Well, I was seated at my desk when somebody rang the doorbell. It's a weird doorbell. She stood there looking at me, a beautiful blonde. I noticed the scratches on her face, the lump under her eye, the cut on her lip, and the blood on her shoes. I sensed somehow that she was in trouble. I asked her to sit down. She crossed her legs and then sat down. Generally, they sit down and then they cross their legs. Something told me this girl was different. She took off her shoes and dropped them to the floor, one at a time. I figured maybe she wanted a job as a tripod. I waited for the laugh. And then I spoke, and I said, what's up?
Do you know Frisco Eddie?
You mean the Chicago gangster?
No, that's Boston Eddie. Frisco Eddie hangs around Pittsburgh.
Obviously, she meant Frisco Eddie, who palled around with Cleveland Sam, the Philadelphia gambler from Detroit. So I said, so what?
I think he's dead. I found him laying on the floor with a big gash across his throat. What do you think?
I think you're right, because you don't smile from the neck. Tell me, what's your point? What do you want?
I gotta get out of this country. I need a passport picture.
My price is 5,000. You want a drink?
Okay.
All right. You, want anything else?
Yeah, a bathing suit. I think I'll go for a swim in it.
All right, now let's cut all this small talk here. I know you. You're Luscious Lil, the gal who killed Frisco Eddie.
You mean Frisco Eddie, the Philadelphia gambler from Detroit?
No. Frisco Eddie, the Baltimore bookie from Youngstown. You killed him and you stole his lunch money.
Yeah, I have $347,000 in this handbag. Take my picture.
No, sir. I'm an honest type. I wouldn't take your picture for love or money.
This gun says you will.
All right, so people will say we're in love. Put your bag on the desk, and then I'll take the picture.
Put my bag on the table with $347,000 in it? Do you think I'm crazy?
Now, look, don't be silly. You know the law. I can't photograph money. Now, I'll take the picture. Now, look, step back into the sunlight, will you? No, further. Against the window. No, you're not in focus there. Back. Go on, way back, please. Further back. going to be a bad picture. I know. She moved. Oh, well. 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. We got a talker in the audience tonight. I don't know. Let's... To this gentleman, how about you and me, sir, playing building and loan? You leave the building and leave me alone, and we'll... Listen, we got a little time to kind of fill here. If you don't mind my taking the liberty of doing this, I'd like to kind of horse around a little bit on the piano and also take advantage of the band, maybe the rhythm section alone, huh? Should we do but not... What key? There's only one key, isn't there, C? What else? All right. It's a filthy piano. Gee, this piano's dirty. Half the keys on it are black. Well, now, look, I tell you what. I'll do a sort of a four-bar type thing, all right? I've never been, I swear, you know, people say, nervous. Yeah, sure, you know, and my teeth are chattering and my knees were applauding that. And I'm telling you, that's a frightening thing when you don't do it on the air, you know, regularly in any sense. I noticed that most of you in the audience out here in our theater were clapping, but some of you were sitting on your hands. Not that I mind, but it does make the audience, rather the applause, a little muffled, if you don't mind. And I also noticed one lady sitting down here front with a look of happy expectancy on her face. Obviously, this girl has never heard this program. Right. Now, this brings us to the noteworthies, who are front and center once again with the lyrics to Good Morning Life.
Good morning, life.
Good morning.
Good morning, sun. How are you guys above? Gee, it's great to be alive and in love. Good morning, birds, sing out your happy tune. Feel so good, cause I'll be seeing her soon. Last night she said she loved me. What a pity to part. I slept with both eyes open, waiting for today to start. Good morning, life. Good morning, world. How are you? Happiness all at once. I know what living can be. Good morning, world.
kind of, could you hear that? No. That was the seventh, though, wasn't it? An E-flat seventh at the end there? Yeah, it was pretty sneaky, but it was great. The entire gang singing Honeycomb. Take it.
It's a darn delight, and it's kind of funny how the bee was made, and the bee made honey, and the honey bee looking for a home.
Made of honeycomb.
Then they combed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb into one sweet ball, and the honeycomb from a million thrips
made my baby bliss. Honeycomb, won't you see my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. Just a hang of hair and a piece of bone, made a walking, talking honeycomb. Honeycomb, won't you see my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when I have a wife like honeycomb. Now, have you heard tell how they made a bee? Then tried a hand at a green, green tree, so the tree was made, and I guess you've heard.
Next. They made a bird in a little while. When they made that bird, they looked around for a little bird. It sounded sweet as a turtle dove.
So they called it love.
And then they went around looking everywhere, taking love from here and love from there. And they stored it up in a little card.
For my honey pot, honeycomb, won't you see my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. Just a hank of hair and a piece of bone. Made a walking, talking honeycomb. Honeycomb, won't you see my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when I have a wife like honeycomb. Baby, won't you be my honeycomb?
Well, that about brings us to wrap up time for tonight, friends. Ooh, yes. I have to run along now. Have a pleasant evening, friends. Good night, Jesse Gaynor, wherever you are.
The Bill Kemp Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.